When I look back to 1994 as a student at Ravensbourne, where WDRU was founded, I am reminded of my intersectional identity, that of a Swiss modernist and ardent feminist. In that same year, I wrote my BA dissertation exploring Beatrice Ward's crystal goblet metaphor in the context of the 1990s postmodern legibility debate. Also in 1994, Dan Friedman's Radical Modernism Manifesto called for designers to embrace the richness of all cultures, be inclusive instead of exclusive, and try to express personal, spiritual, and domestic values, even if our culture continues to be dominated by corporate, marketing, and institutional values. This influenced my authorial position as a designer, a position I found challenged by the status quo when I entered a colonial, exclusive, and patriarchal design industry. In 1999, I collaborated with WDRU to design a Valentine's Day postcard for the London Card Guide. Using the motif of car windscreen stickers, it paired the names of the driver and the passenger, addressing the intersections of age, class, gender, race, sexuality, and the non-human. The postcard was conceived and made in the early days of New Labour's New Britain agenda, which over the coming years saw new equality laws and new forms of acceptance wonderfully encapsulated by Nadia Almada, a transgendered woman, winning Big Brother in 2004. In 2000, I contributed a visual essay to Z7, guest edited by WDRU, that looked at design through the lens of public and private. Beatrice Ward's pseudonym, Paul Beaujean, was my starting point to create a list of names that highlighted the plurality of identity. Then in 2010, while studying for a master's in design writing criticism, I created and edited an academic zine that sought to include marginalised voices in design discourse. For WDRU's 21st birthday, I created another postcard highlighting Susan Kare's user interface icons for Apple, offering an alternative hero in Apple's brand narrative. These examples and their chronology mirror WDRU's timeline, 31 years of increased visibility for those that can be said to make up a diverse culture, where a decolonising lens troubles the white northern hemispheric canons, and when queer is used as a verb to trouble institutional values of heteronormativity, economic and cultural capital, and patriarchy.